and welcome to the Random Podcast. I'm Max Dobson.
And I'm Alex Williams.
This is Episode 1. Hello, aloha, welcome in, and any other language you speak, welcome to the Random Podcast. I'm Max Dobson.
And I'm Alex Williams.
So let's get right down to it. What is the Random Podcast? Well, honestly, we don't know.
Well, we aim to serve a podcast for fun, so people can listen to us, hopefully give us feedback, and hopefully like what we say and have a bit of fun listening to us, and hopefully interact with us as well.
So Alex, we've been talking for about 30 seconds, but we haven't really talked about anything.
No, that's true.
So tell us a bit about yourself then, Alex.
Well, I'm Alex Williams. I'm 16 years old. Just finished my GCSEs.
Really?
Yippee. And one of my biggest interests is cricket. I love cricket. And I'll be talking later on in the show about some of my cricketing interests. And that's about me, actually.
Okay, well, I'm Max Dobson. I'm also 16, and I've also finished my GCSEs. Roll on summer. But it doesn't look like summer at the moment. Looking outside, it's actually rather, you know, rainy.
Yes, yeah. Well, within this podcast, we aim to set up different parts for you. Parts including video games, movies, including App of the Week as well. On my iPod Touch.
Yes, App of the Week, which we totally came up with ourselves.
Yes.
Wink!
Right, now without further ado, we're on to the video games part.
Video games! Yes, that's right, folks, it's video games time. Okay, so video games. Well, we've got an assortment of consoles between us, haven't we, Alex?
Well, I've got the PlayStation 2, the newest edition.
Yes, the new edition of an old console.
And my iPod Touch. Can't forget about that.
Yeah, you also have a PSP, don't you, Alex?
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, PSP as well. Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, I've got a PS2 as well, but I've also got a Wii. Yeah, an actual, you know, recent console. I've got a DS as well, and the PC, of course.
Loves Nintendo.
Yeah, Nintendo's a good company. Didn't do much at E3 this year, but, you know. Okay, let's think about it. Video games. What video games do you play at the moment, Alex?
Well, having finished my GCSEs into the summer now, I actually played Spider-Man 2 with you.
Wow! Look at how modern we are. We play up-to-the-date games from 2 years ago.
Spider-Man 2, I found it quite interesting. You play through the modes as Spider-Man, beating up bad guys with the same attack every time, which isn't too bad. We're like Tekken 4, really, where you punch the guy.
Yeah, we'll talk about Tekken 4 a bit later on. But I like it most because it has free roam, so you don't have to stick to the missions. You can just...
No, you don't actually, no, you just climb up the tallest building and jump off it, really. And watch yourself die.
Good times all round. Yeah. That's more or less the same with Ultimate Spider-Man. I also play World of Warcraft. That's WoW for all you internet nerds out there. Alex, do you have something to say?
No. I think World of Warcraft is a very endearing game.
Yes.
That I have yet to play.
Yes. For all those who don't know, World of Warcraft is a massive multiplayer online role-playing game. I play on the European servers. I have a Blood Elf Hunter named Talia Wadfro, who's level 60-something at the moment, but I hope to get him up to 80, and then go around raiding all the... Yeah, Alex has fallen asleep. Let's move on swiftly. Okay, we both are avid fans of Guitar Hero.
Oh, yes, Guitar Hero. At the minute, sitting next to us, we have Guitar Hero 2 controllers. We've just been playing it. It's wicked fun.
Oh, yeah, it's an excellent game to just pick up and play. But, of course, there are some slightly difficult songs, not to mention Guitar Hero 3. You've got Through the Fire and the Flames, a song that was actually made to be impossible.
Max completed this on Medium. I had to go on Expert. And for the first time ever, anyone's ever done this, I completed 0% of the song.
I think that's very impressive.
I got thrown out, so I didn't actually play a note before I got thrown out and told to stop.
Yeah. So, big fan of the Metal Gear Solid series.
No! To whoever's out there, please do not buy Metal Gear Solid unless you're willing to spend 10 minutes of your life listening to a conversation that you don't need to listen to before you play the game.
Yeah, Alex isn't a big fan of the, you know, the long drawn out plot lines. He's interested in the game you can pick up and go around punching people in the face and, you know, and shooting people. much like Grand Theft Auto.
Oh yes, yeah, Vice City is my personal favourite. Unfortunately, I haven't got Grand Theft Auto 4, because I haven't got an up-to-date console.
Yeah, we're modernists. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Grand Theft Auto as well. I just enjoy, you know, jumping off of jumps into the water and watching my guy die. That's good for no time. But you also like sports games, don't you, Alex?
I certainly do. A game coming up that I'm very interested in is Ashes 2009. Now, this is by Codemasters Games, who brought their wonderful Brian Lara Cricket 1999.
And Rayman!
And Rayman, apparently, according to Max. But unfortunately also produced Brian Lara Cricket 2007, which was a major flop and was horrible to play on, with loads of glitches. However, they've said that they've sorted these all out, ironed them out, and now waiting for a fantastic cricketing game, which is able, you're able to play on different layers. So you can either play on a slog level, where you can just hit it for six, or if you're more into cricket, like myself, you can play on test modes, and therefore get a feel for the game. Do the reverse swing, or swing it, shine the ball, yeah, with all ball factors coming into play. But if you don't like that kind of thing, like Max over here...
No, not in the slightest, I'm afraid. I am afraid that if you are going to play a sports game, why not just go outside? You know, if I wanted to play Virtual Tennis Awesome to the Supreme 2009, I'd go out and play tennis. So, you know, I'm quite happy with actual proper video games.
Well, actually, you did mention earlier that the weather isn't very nice outside.
No!
So how is someone supposed to play a real game like tennis outside in this weather? Then surely it's more enjoyable if they go and play it.
Then you buy a Wii, because at least then you're getting a bit of activeness out of it.
True,
with other consoles, just like, flick the analog stick. Press one button, press the other button. Oh no, you missed.
Well, that's why I'm very excited about the upcoming Project Natal, or Natal, as we call it here.
Oh yeah, Project Natal in England, because that's where we're from, Englandshire.
There is no longer a controller, it's all done with your body movement. So if you're racing a car, you actually pretend to hold a steering wheel, change your gears, you're playing football, you kick a ball around in front of you.
Basically everything that the Wii promised. But it didn't until the release of Wii Motion Plus. Also, we do enjoy, you know, other games like Need for Speed, in fact.
Yeah, Need for Speed. Our newest one we have is Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Yes, we did spend a lot of time playing that, but I actually went out and bought Undercover.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I went out and got Undercover. It's not bad, but not good either. I mean, it's got the free roam going, and it's got nice, shiny new cars, but yeah, it's not good. It's got more road than any others, but a lot of it is very, very similar to Need for Speed Most Wanted. A lot of the corners, a lot of the junctions, I keep thinking I'm going to turn up in Most Wanted. There isn't much of a storyline at all, but, you know, if you just like picking up a game, racing around, you know, ramming into walls and not breaking anything, then, you know, get Undercover.
Or Need for Speed Underground 2.
Underground 2, yes. I'm not a big fan of the Underground games.
Well, it seems that Need for Speed has lost its way. In Underground 2, you could pimp up your car, if you like.
My ride.
And you could have neon lights, faded windows, you know, proper stereos in the back. However, in the Need for Speed Most Wanted, it's more about racing and, you know, race your car around. And even nowadays, you've got Need for Speed Drift, I think, that's coming out.
Yeah.
And that's basically racing around a track, which is severely different from what it started out as.
Yeah, it did start out as an underground game with blinging sound systems for your tunes and all that jazz, but now it's actually focusing on the racing aspect, which, bit of a market change for Need for Speed, but I think it'll work, it'll appeal to different people.
Oh. Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for listening to this section, and we shall move on now to our next section, which is movies.
Movies! Yep, movie time. We're actually going to go out to the cinemas, you know, this morning, but it's horrible, raining, thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening.
Well, we were going to see Harry Potter 6, which I was very keen to see, me and Max, respectively. However, unfortunately, we couldn't watch it due to unforeseeable conditions.
Yes, horrible conditions of the weather, for some strange reason. But, you know, it gave us time to do the podcast. Let's see, what else? What other movies are out there at the moment? We'll look at something on the internet, and we'll find out what movies are actually playing at the moment. Look at that one.
Well, obviously, there's Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. There's also Bruno, which is
yeah.
a sequel to Borat, isn't it?
Well, it's not so much a sequel. It's the same person, Sasha Baron Cohen, who likes his controversial comedies. I personally think they're absolutely awful.
Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs in 3D.
3D!
Now, I've got to admit, contrary to everyone's feelings, I hate Ice Age series.
What? You can't hate Ice Age.
I really do. I hate them. I remember when I was going to watch Ice Age 2, it was either between that or Alien Autopsy with Anton Deck.
Ant or Deck?
Yeah, both of them. They're the same person.
Yes, Ant or Deckius.
Anyway, and unfortunately I watched Ice Age 2, and I ended up falling asleep, and I thought it was a horrible movie.
I happen to think it's very well written. I think the characters are really funny. Let's see what else is there. There's also The Hangover. I personally wouldn't want to go see this. Apparently it's hilarious, but, you know, I'd rather wait for it to come out, you know, on, like, Sky Movies or something.
And below that we have Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
I want to see Transformers so badly.
Max is the best person to talk about Transformers 1, because I didn't see that.
Yes, I did go see Transformers 1, and, you know, first time round, it was awesome watching, you know, robots turn into awesome cars and machinery and then turn into giant robot things and fighting each other, and it was pretty awesome. The cast was good. Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox.
Now, lower down here, we have Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian. Now, I really loved Night at the Museum 1.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
However, this one's let me down a bit, actually.
Oh, did you go see it?
I did. It seemed to be too full of cliches. It was trying to play on, you know, the good publicity it got from number one. It seemed to be a bit over the top.
Yeah, most of the reviews I've heard is it's good, but not as good as the original.
I don't think you could get better than the original. It was so out of the ordinary.
Yeah, it certainly set a precedent. And, you know, let's see. One next is Terminator Salvation. For those of you who don't know, this is actually set in the post-apocalyptic world with Christian Bale, also known as Batman, playing John Connor. What's happening is, you know, stuff. It's post-apocalyptic world. Do what they can to survive. I haven't actually seen it. I'll probably go see it this coming week. Which it does look very, very good. It also seems to be year one. It's not actually on where we are at the moment, but I've heard very good things about this.
Well, Jack Black was on Jonathan Ross Friday night.
Friday night with Jonathan Ross.
They showed some previews on there, and it looked really good. It looked really funny. Typical Jack Black. He is a funny man, a part of Tenacious D, and we'll get on to music later. Tenacious D, one of our favourite bands. We'll get onto music later on in the podcast. But we really enjoyed Tenacious D and School of Rock as well.
School of Rock.
Which I think was Jack Black's most famous movie.
Oh, yeah. I haven't met anyone who doesn't like School of Rock.
Please, if you're listening out there and you do not like School of Rock, we'd love to listen to you.
Oh, yes, we'd love to hear your opinion and talk about it on the next podcast, if and when we do another one.
Yeah, well, hopefully, if there's interest, we'll do it every week, bi-weekly, maybe?
Yeah, we need to sort of arrange a time and place. But I can't believe Jack Black's almost 40. He's like 40 on August 26th.
And he's got two children as well.
Yeah, this is news to us, but, you know.
Looking at him and looking at what he does, I couldn't imagine he had two children. I thought he was living alone with Kyle Gass, actually.
Yeah, moving swiftly on. So, yeah, if you want us to talk about any other films that you've seen that you'd like to mention, sure, we'll mention the email address at the end of the show. But until then, we've got the app of the week. Well, the app of the week this week isn't so much an app, but more of a game. It's Worms.
Yeah, Worms. I've always loved the Worms series, starting with Worms Armageddon, which I absolutely adored.
Which is Australian for Armageddon out of here?
Yeah. You know, with the concrete donkey, which was a special effect that you could mash up all the worms. But no, the Worms series has always been good. Never let me down, except for Worms Blast, which wasn't Worms at all.
Oh no! Grenade!
Especially Worms 3D. But Worms for the iPod Touch is a great addition, and I think it deserves a top spot on App of the Week.
Definitely, yeah. I avidly played Worms 4 Mayhem, and I'm sure there are many other Worms games out there. I haven't had the privilege of playing them, but I certainly enjoyed Worms 4, and Worms for the iPhone and iPod Touch is absolutely amazing. It's about £3, I think?
£2.99, the last time I checked.
Yeah, because the penny makes all that difference. You know what? If you added up all the cheap apps on the iPhone and iPod Touch, it would come to an extraordinary amount of money, I reckon.
But they've just sold 1 billion apps now, I think. But the good thing about the App Store is most of them are free. So I buy most of the free games.
Yeah, that works, I think. Because you've got the tilt working for you. And
right, to properly review it, we'll use our good friends at Apple to review
our
it for
friends
us.
Friends at Apple, who know who we are.
Run for Cover, as the original award-winning turn-based strategy game Worms hits the App Store, with a selection of single-player battles, up to 4-player multiplayer mode, and plenty of ways to customize your team, Worms is high entertainment and replay value. Features include authentic Worms gameplay, honed iPhone control system, cartoon-style visual and comical audio, plan your attacks with the sheep, holy hand grenade, and the banana bomb, which I love. There's also custom music support, personalize your team with names, voices, and gravestones, and there's a 3.0 feature coming soon.
So it looks like they haven't made any compromises with this version of Worms. 242 reviews, 4 stars. I think it deserves 5, honestly.
So do I, having played it myself. Having spent £3, I think it's a great app. I don't normally spend my money on such apps, but...
Definitely something worth it, then.
Definitely worth it, yes. That is the end of the App of the Week, and next we'll be onto the Gadgets section.
Gadgets! Yep, it's gadget time. So, here, we have literally scoured the internet. Well, really, we've googled the word gadgets, and brought you ideas from the top 4 choices.
Yes, we've got 2 really good gadgets, and 2 horrendous gadgets that no one would ever want to buy. Our first gadget is the spy glasses. Now, the spy glasses come with a 1 GB capacity. They have a camera built in. You can take about up to 10,000 photos whenever you're in need of photos. And it also comes with headphones. And you can store your favourite music onto there. So instead of lugging around an iPod, just put on these glasses, giving you UV protection.
Up to 400
UV protection. And listen to your music, and take videos.
Of course, this all doesn't come cheap. This comes at $89.99. That's about $148 or €105. Of course, there are many, many different kinds of spy camera glasses around the market, so you shouldn't be hard-pressed for finding any.
1.3 megapixel camera, I should let you know.
Which is rather impressive. It's the same one you get on a very old phone. The next one we have is the Guitar Rockstar. If you don't know about this, it's basically the neck, or part of the neck, of a guitar. You turn it on, and at the very bottom of it, it's got an infrared beam, which can sense your hand strumming. And when you strum, you can press one of the 7 buttons on the guitar to make it play a chord. There are 2 modes to choose from. You can select 8 rock songs to strum along with. And then it's over to you. Your spandex jumpsuit, bandana, and the posing pouch. 1-2, 1-2, 2-2. Good evening. And you're off. Those are our good gadgets.
Now, on to our pointless gadgets of the week. Now, one I'd like to talk about is the Poptastic. I'm reading the review here, and it says, there are some things in life that you just can't stop yourself from doing. And popping the bubbles on a sheet of bubble wrap is most definitely one of them. This is a gadget worth £5 of your valuable and hard-earned money on a keyring that has... I mean, 7 buttons, and each of them make a different popping noise as if you're popping bubble wrap. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, because most people don't go for the sound, they go for the feel of it popping under their fingers, and this will just keep going and going.
That's addictive, apparently.
Yes. Right, now on to the final bad gadget we have.
Oh, no, sorry. On about the 200th pop, the pop becomes a ridiculously random sound, usually a yee-haw. Can you imagine anything more pointless than this Poptastic gadget?
Yeah, we get very bored very quickly. And now, the final awful gadget, Moshi Monster Mopods. The monsters are coming. Moshi monsters are playful little creatures you can adopt online, but they've somehow muscled in on the world of mobile accessories. Each weird but wonderful dome-dwelling creature wiggles and spins when a core text comes in. We feel a global craze coming.
Not.
They said the same thing about Pokemon cards. It didn't last. Basically, attach this to your phone and the thing will wiggle and jiggle. It's really very, very boring. My sister played this game online for about 2 days and got bored. That is one useless gadget.
And that concludes our gadget section of this week.
Onwards to music! Yep, music time. Now, Alex and I are pretty much rock fans wherever we go. We like Tenacious D. I'm a big fan of Metallica, Iron Maiden. We also like Fall Out Boy.
Yes, definitely Fall Out Boy. My favourite band at the minute, actually.
Yeah, you're also into a bit of Sum 41. But we're not exclusive rock fans. I personally also like techno. That's quite good. Don't mind a bit of Bass Hunter either. And I can appreciate rap music. I don't see the point, but I can appreciate it. At the moment, I'm listening to the music for Avenue Q the Musical. For those of you who don't know, it is a musical. It's basically a homage to things like Sesame Street. It is done with puppets, but instead of countering preschool things like your ABCs and how to count, it covers controversial adult themes like racism, things you can find on the internet, we shan't disclose here, and they're very, very funny songs.
What I want to say is, do you listen to Dragon Force? Yeah. Because I don't understand how they play that quickly. I mean, I was doing it on Guitar Hero, I couldn't do it at all. And I was doing it on Easy. Now, they're doing it in real life, which is obviously 100,000 times harder. I don't understand how they play it. Was it death metal?
It's definitely heavy metal. I wouldn't go so far as to call it death metal. But, yeah, it's definitely very, very, very quick. If you ever actually go to see them live or watch their music videos on YouTube, I'm sure there are some there, but they play at insanely fast speeds. I've also got to give props to the drummer. Got to keep going for, what, 8 minutes just thrashing about behind a drum kit. But it's got to be very, very difficult, and I respect anyone who can play that well or that quickly. Now, obviously, there may be some people out there who think that they're awful and just sound. Well, that's okay.
Well, if you have any music interests, please write in to us. We'll
write in because they know our address, of course, obviously. We mean our email address. We write in on an email, not an actual letter.
It's funny nowadays, hardly anyone writes letters. And the only time I get a letter is junk mail. Which I just put immediately any letters in the bin.
Yeah, but you usually get the same thing on the internet. It's like, hi, I am Nigerian royalty. I need you to send me money. Please ignore the fact that I cannot spell Nigerian or royalty.
You've just won £1,000,000,000.
Please call us now at 01875-463-705.
And register your credit card with us so we can credit your
yes,
money.
Yes, give us all of your bank details. Or you can send us an email at wowyourasucker.com. Yeah, so I think it's pretty short, but that's about it for music.
And now before we end the podcast, a word from our dear sponsors.
Have you been hurt in an accident at the workplace at the home? If so, call Claims Direct now at 01275, give us your cash. We work on a we win, you lose basis. And now a real life story from Stephen the Builder.
I was carrying a bucket of boiling hot tar at work when I tripped over a piece of wood. I was able to sue my company for everything they were worth.
Unfortunately, we're coming to the end of our podcast now, end of our first show. However, there's still a small part left. This last part is to tell you, the listener,
how
you can get involved. Now, me and Max have devised an Ashes series of gaming. This is where we play 5 games over a series.
On a console.
I'm the Australians, because I've lived there. Max is the Englishman.
Right.
On any console, and we'd love you, the listener, to decide which games we play.
Of course, we'll have a list, hopefully, on the website of the games we have, and then you can choose from that list. Also, if you want to give us an idea for a topic we can talk about, or a criticism, or a comment, or a tip, or anything at all, you can reach us at randompodcast@hotmail.com, or you can post questions at Podbean, the website this podcast is going to be on, or even, in fact, if we do have iTunes, you can leave a comment there.
And you can even subscribe. I know I'll be subscribing.
So we have one follower. Great. So, yeah, we have finally come to the end, dear listener. From all of us here at the Random Podcast, have a great week. This is Max Dobson signing out.
And this is Alex Williams signing out. Have a good week.